This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. And now, the latest in our I've Always Wondered series. That's the segment where you, dear listeners, ask us questions and our reporters answer them.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, my brain work and blatant.
This week's question comes courtesy of 29-year-old Brandon Bielik.
I've always wondered, how do casinos determine which slot machines to include and when to swap them out?
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes it from there.
This is the kind of question that requires on-the-ground research. So I met Brandon Bielik at the entrance to Isle Casino in Pompano Beach, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale, about 15 minutes from his house.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey. How are you doing?
Pleasure to meet you.
So great to
Brandon tells
you.
Me he started wondering how casinos decide which slot machines to buy and when to retire them after he won on some machines, returned to the casino later to play them again, and couldn't find them.
So there's a part of me that's a little cynical that thinks, oh, well, maybe I was winning too much and there are other people as well who are winning on it and just wasn't in the best interest to keep that machine around.
Is he being cynical or is he right? I put his question to the experts, but before we get to that, Brandon and I head into the casino.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
We stake out spots at penny slot machines. We're not exactly high rollers, but Brandon is winning.
Whoa, 5 cents, right? Yeah.
5 cents.
Yay! Ten cents.
But our luck didn't last. Over lunch in the casino deli, we tally our losses. $4.96 for me. For Brandon?
I lost about $21. A little more than I wanted to, but, you know, not bad for a couple hours of entertainment.
And that's part of the answer to Brandon's question. It's really hard to get casinos to talk about this, but former casino workers and academics on the subject tell me the bottom line is this. Casinos are in the entertainment business. They want slot machines that are entertaining, so they attract lots of players.
The casino is just like any other business. You have to have something that people want to come in and buy.
That's Greg Joslin. He worked at a casino in Mississippi for 17 years. He says state laws only allow casinos to keep a certain portion of every dollar fed into a slot machine. While each spin is random, the total take is controlled by a computer chip. But if people aren't playing a machine, it's not taking in any money. And a casino will think about getting rid of it or moving it. Casinos do have some theories on where to put their slots. Some are a bit unusual.
There's something called the urinal theory.
That's Anthony Lucas, a professor of casino management at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And yep, you heard him right.
It's predicated on the men's restroom.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And the first guy that goes in will go to the end of the line of urinals. The second guy will go to the furthest one from the first guy.
Who knew? That's certainly something I've never wondered.
And that's the same way banks of slot machines fill up.
Aha. So a casino might put an unpopular machine in a popular spot. I try to explain the urinal theory to Brandon after we've left the casino and are standing outside again chatting. It's a bit awkward, but he gets the point, even agrees with it. He understands why people want their space when playing slots.
I like to spread out. So yeah, I think if it came down to it and I had a full row to choose from, I'd probably take the end. Yeah. The last urinal.
So, did I answer his question?
Yeah, you definitely answered my question.
With maybe a little too much information. In Pompano Beach, Florida, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This series only works with your help, so if there's something that you've always wondered or you want one of us to pay you a visit, go to marketplace.org/wonder and let us know. You can also find the answers to some of the questions we've already answered, like how rental car companies actually make money and why sticks of butter are long and skinny in the East but short and fat in the West. That's at marketplace.org.